This is Akashvani, the news read by Xin Biahui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's firm commitment to support an early, abiding and peaceful resolution of Russia-Ukraine conflict in telephonic conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both leaders exchanged perspectives on the issue. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he spoke with Mr. Putin and discussed the measures to further strengthen special and privileged strategic partnership. The Prime Minister added that he shared his insights from the recent visit to Ukraine. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today co-chaired the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission with his Brazilian counterpart, Mauro Vieira, in New Delhi. During the meeting, both sides took stock of bilateral ties, including cooperation in trade, defense, energy, health, agriculture, space and technology. They also exchanged views on global geopolitical developments, the shared concerns and aspirations of the Global South, and advancing engagements in BRICS, IPSA, G20. In his opening remarks at the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar reiterated India's full support for Brazil's G20 presidency. Currently, Brazil holds the G20 presidency and the G20 summit will take place from November 18th to 19th this year in Rio de Janeiro. He appreciated Brazil's unique initiatives centered on the theme of building a just world and sustainable planet. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended this evening. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on September 18th. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, while the last day for withdrawal of candidatures is August 30th. Voting for the next 2 phases will be held on September 25th and October 1st. The results will be announced on October 4th. BJP today released the 3rd list of its 29 candidates for the ensuing assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The party has fielded Devinder Singh Rana from Nagrota seat, Pawan Gupta from Udhampur West seat, Chaudhry Abdul Ghani from Poonch Haveli seat, and Baldev Raj Sharma from the Mata Vaishno Devi seat. The names of the candidates have been approved by the BJP Central Election Committee. Congress has recently released a list of 9 candidates for the ensuing Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls. The party has fielded its leader, Ghulam Mohammad Mir, from Duru Assembly seat, while Sheikh Riaz will contest from Doda seat. Pradeep Kumar Bhagat will be the Congress candidate from Doda West Assembly constituency. Indian Railway Management Service Officer Satish Kumar has been appointed as Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Railway Board. Currently, he is serving as Member, Traction and Rolling Stock. His appointment will be effective from the date of assumption of charge on 1st of next month. The first meeting of the National Task Force, NTF, formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals was held today. The meeting was chaired by Cabinet Secretary, in which all members, including Home Secretary and Health Secretary, were present. The meeting discussed in detail on various issues and the members put forth their suggestions. Our correspondent reports that Union Health Ministry has created a national portal on its website under the title Suggestions to NTF for seeking suggestions from individuals and different stakeholders across the country. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, constituted under the chairmanship of Lok Sabha MP Jagdambika Pal, has invited views and suggestions from the public, NGOs, experts, stakeholders and institutions. The Lok Sabha Secretariat in the press community has said that those desirous of submitting written suggestions to the committee can send 2 copies either in English or in Hindi to Joint Secretary, JM, Lok Sabha Secretariat, Room number 440, Parliament House Annex, New Delhi, 110001, and also email to jpcwaf-lss@sunset.nic.in within 15 days from the date of publication of the advertisement about it. Jay Shah, the current Honorary Secretary of the BCCI, has been elected unopposed as the independent chair of the ICC. Shah was the sole nominee for the chairmanship. He will assume his position on 1st December this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.